It's now time for Trivia Tracks with yours truly, Price Robertson. Here are these interesting facts on your favorite country stars. Roy Acuff was famous for his yo-yo trick demonstrations during personal appearances. Johnny Cash was afraid of snakes. Marty Robbins toured with Elvis Presley in 1955. Patsy Cline wore many wigs after a car crash which left many scars on her forehead. Ernest Tubb was the first duet partner of Loretta Lynn. Their biggest hit together was Mr. and Mrs. Used to Be, released in 1964. Furlan Husky's mother named him Furland. That's F-U-R-L-A-N-D. But his name was misspelled on his birth certificate. Shortly after the release of I Forgot More Than You'll Ever Know, the Davis sisters were in a car accident just outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, August 2nd, 1953. Which killed Betty Jack instantly and seriously injured Skeeter, who went on to have a successful solo career. Red Foley was Pat Boone's father-in-law. Mother Maybelle Carter, part of country music's famous Carter family, was at one time the grandmother-in-law of singer-songwriter Nick Lowe. This beloved singer's records are collector's items costing as much as $45 each. And just who is this famous star? Frankie Lane. Here are these interesting facts about the man whose vocals to a popular TV theme song captivated millions. He received more than 20 gold record awards and sold over 100 million records. Before his big break, Frankie Lane made a living as a marathon dancer. As a matter of fact, during his marathon dancing days, jazz vocalist Anita O'Day was his partner at one event, and Red Skelton was the MC. With songs on the charts as late as the 1970s, he was most popular during the late 1940s and early 1950s, when he had several top 20 hits. In addition to performing the theme to TV's Rawhide, Lane also appeared in an episode of the series as a cowpoke who tries to return stolen money to the drovers and then finds himself wanted for murder. Tex Ritter sang the title song from the 1952 film High Noon, but Frankie Lane's recording reached number 5 on the Billboard charts, besting Ritter's version, which peaked at number 12. WWE owner Vince McMahon may have his critics, but he has certainly done his part to help our troops overseas. In 2003, the WWE inaugurated its annual tribute to the troops, with its first event held on Christmas Day at Camp Victory in Baghdad, Iraq. You have to remember, this was during the Attitude Era in the WWE. During the main event, John Cena defeated Big Show. But after the match, Vince McMahon was passing out gifts to the troops when Santa Claus showed up. McMahon wanted to know where his gift was, and Santa didn't have anything for Vince. This led McMahon to badmouth Santa, and eventually kick him in the posterior, with Santa's beard and hat coming off. By the way, Santa Claus's initials are SC, which also stands for Stone Cold, as in Stone Cold Steve Austin. Once our troops saw that Stone Cold bald head, Austin put the stunner, his finishing move, on McMahon, and the crowd went wild. Austin also put the stunner on John Cena and Big Show, and later invited all the talent backstage to the ring to celebrate. From 1965 through 1974, the FBI was an instant hit for ABC TV. In 1981, ABC decided to revive the concept as today's FBI. Like the original series, this series was based on actual cases from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the FBI was involved in the making of the show. Mike Connors, years after his run as Mannix, starred as Ben Slater, the fearless leader of an elite team of agents played by Carol Potter, Harold Sylvester, Joseph Cayley, and Rick Hill. The original FBI, starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., was a co-production of Quinn Martin's QM Productions and Warner Brothers Television, while today's FBI, the revival, was produced by David Gerber in association with Columbia Pictures Television, except it lasted only 18 episodes. For you music scholars, the show's stirring theme music by Elmer Bernstein was loosely based on his theme to 1981 picture Stripes, starring Bill Murray. According to music historian John Burlingame, Bernstein's theme for the series, quote, shouted, "Don't mess with the FBI. No nonsense Washington Monument music, complete with ominous horns and woodwinds carrying the melody."